Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Rob from Port Orchard is. Rob, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Steve, Rob is ready to rock it, so you better get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, our friend Rob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many colors are on a typical stoplight in the United States?
Three.
Yes. Bon Scott was the original singer for what band?
Pass.
What ingredient makes a martini dirty?
Vodka.
No.
Gin.
No.
Tequila.
No. Who directed Million Dollar Baby?
Steven Spielberg.
No.
Pass.
What color is the water in Australia's Hutt Lagoon?
Brown.
No.
Green.
No.
Blue.
No. Who wrote Of Mice and Men and East of Eden?
Pass.
How many planets have known volcanoes?
7, 8, 9.
No, no, no. In Family Guy, Peter started a church worshiping which Happy Days character?
Pass.
In what part of the human body would you find amniotic fluid?
The uterus.
Yes. Which state is home to the highest mountain in the contiguous United States?
Washington.
No. We got Alaska. Two, Rob.
Oh.
One for you and one for me.
Not good.
I also scored that once playing Beat Migs, so no shame in this game.
Okay.
Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Showtime.
How many colors are on a typical stoplight in the United States?
3.
Correct. Bon Scott was the original singer for
AC/DC.
What band? Yeah. What ingredient makes a martini dirty?
Oh, that would be olive juice?
Yeah. Who directed Million Dollar Baby?
Hilary Swank.
No.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Yes. What color is the water in Australia's Hutt Lagoon?
Pink.
Yes. Who wrote Of Mice and Men and East of Eden?
Oh, crap. Stein... Beck.
Yes. How many planets have known volcanoes?
How many planets? 1.
No.
2.
No.
3.
No.
Damn
In
it.
Family Guy, Peter started a church worshiping which Happy Days character?
Let's go with Ralph Mouth.
No.
Fonzie.
Yes. In what part of the human body would you find amniotic fluid?
In the eyes.
No.
In the liver.
No.
In the brain.
No. Which state is home to the highest mountain in the contiguous United States?
Which state?
Yes.
Colorado.
No.
Washington.
No.
Montana.
No. But Steve, it doesn't matter. You got 7 correct, and that is a win, 7-2. Sorry, Rob.
It's all good. It's my first loss this year.
All right, not bad, sir.
Steve is cool. Steve is cool. Barrett has declared that he is okay. Mom is too, but Steve is cool.
Yeah.
Is that song just called Cool Steve?
Actually, yes.
Planets that have known volcanoes. There are 4 of them. And our friend did know that the part of the human body where you would find amniotic fluid is the uterus.
Oh, okay.
And then the state home to the highest mountain in the contiguous United States, that would be California, Mount Whitney.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
Well, congratulations on a big victory, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're throwing a party, and it's happening on December 12th, and we are calling it Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, because all of the bands that are there, not going to be plugged in. It's all acoustic. Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, and more. And there is an opportunity for you to snag a spot in the Palace Law Premium Experience. It's totally VIP. There are only a couple of spots left.
Yeah, selling quick.
So if you're down for that backstage barbecue, backstage interviews with bands, hanging with KISW personalities, you're going to want to grab that while you can at KISW.com.
A couple of the guys from this band are going to be there.
Shinedown. This football season, we are engaged in a friendly fantasy football league with our coworkers, and the commissioner of that league joins us now, Mike Hawk from the men's room. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. How are we all feeling today?
Oh, I don't know. How are we feeling today there, Mike Hawk?
That's a good question. You see, when I come in here each and every week, it's always the same thing. Mike, what happened this week in fantasy football? Mike, what happened?
Well, yes, Mike, what happened?
Well, I really wanted to bring you guys a good comprehensive idea of what's going on here because we had, if I'm not mistaken, a little extra skin in the game.
Yes.
Talking about whoever lost this week, being as it was the Daily Mix Show versus the men's room. We wanted a little bit of extra there, so the loser was set.
We were going to have the Follicle Bowl.
The Follicle Bowl.
Yes, the Follicle Bowl. Try to say that 3 times. Fast, Ted.
So the loser being the team that would wear a set of wigs for the entirety of their show.
Now, the deal was, because it came from, like, last week there was a fantasy football bet with a fantasy football show on ESPN, where the loser had to do the show wearing a wig, and it's a bald guy.
Correct.
So we figured, well, our show does have a bald guy. That's Danny V.
Well, me.
And the men's room have 3 bald guys.
Exactly. Exactly. So
one side would have to wear a wig.
Right. So there was a lot of stuff going on here. So it was a bloody battle between the men's room and the Daily Mix Show.
Was it?
Unfortunately, the men's room, our running back, Scadaboo over there on the Giants, he suffered an early injury that made him kind of underperform what he was projected. You guys, however, you had Travis Kelce, who was projected to only get 11 points. He got 21 points.
Wow.
His best game of the season.
Absolutely. You guys had the kicker, Boswell. Kickers, they don't make more than 7 points, and he's no exception. He was projected to do 6.9. He got 20 points.
Wow.
Even nicer.
Over the weekend.
Oh, we're crushing it, right?
Your quarterback Patrick Mahomes was supposed to only get 23. He got 25.
Okay.
This is good.
So, again, Mike, what happened this week on fantasy football? I'm actually going to take a break here. Danny, do you want to tell him what happened this week on fantasy football?
Danny, what'd you do?
Danny's not here right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
Do we need to change the music?
Steve, Danny forgot that there was a Seahawks bye week this week.
Oh, no.
Our whole squad is Seahawks, right?
Pretty much. So
we have Seahawks defense. We have Sam Darnold. We have Jackson Smith and Jigba. We have, I think, Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. Maybe Charbonnet.
And Zach Charbonnet.
We have
Cooper
Myers.
Cup.
We have the Seahawks defense.
Cooper
okay.
Cup.
So I thought about it as I was on a plane. I was like, oh, I should probably go on and change things. I changed 3, and I was like, oh, I'll do the rest later. I forgot to do the rest later, and I left like 4 spots empty on our roster.
So I should mention, Travis Kelce with his 21 points, rode the bench.
Oh, no!
Boswell with his 20 points, rode the bench. You guys had 1, 2, 3, 4 empty slots and 1 player who was on a bye week on your starting roster.
What?
Danny is fired.
You have to consult me.
Wait, I now have to wear a wig?
Steve, I will wear a wig in solidarity.
Let's go, Terry. High five.
I'm going to do this by yourself.
Let's go. Danny, are you going to wear a wig?
I mean, you didn't consult me, so I think I'm clean in this one.
I like that you guys are taking the punishment for your manager's failure over here.
I think Danny should have to shave his head and then wear a wig.
So that he can truly know what it's like to be follically challenged.
Right. Wow, Danny. Yeah. I'd say you let us down, but we're used to it. So what happened in the other game of the two teams that we don't care about?
The two teams that also aren't really paying attention. Eric Powers beat the Morning Wolfpack 96-32.
32?
Because they had 1, 2, 3, 4 players on bye, one player that was injured and was out, and then the Steelers' defense got -3 points.
Did Gabe have you take charge of the Wolfpack's team?
Apparently.
Gabe's out of town, so Danny was in charge of that one as
well.
Next week, we got the men's room taking on Eric Powers, and the Daily Make Show taking on the team, the Hungry Wolfpack. So don't worry, you guys should be totally fine.
What day do we wear our wigs?
Should we wear, I don't know, that's a good question.
I mean, tomorrow's Halloween.
Yeah, but we already have Halloween plans.
Yeah, true enough, true enough.
Should we wear them next Thursday?
Yes.
That way when Mike comes in, we have our wigs on?
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Okay, that seems fair. Danny, will you remember to do that?
Maybe.
Hey, I have a question for you. I don't know this guy. He's a rookie for the Los Angeles Chargers. His name is Orande Gadsden Jr., the second.
Okay.
Some are saying he's the most added player in ESPN Fantasy this past week. I had a breakout 29.4 point week 7 performance.
Goodness.
And we talk about Danny forgetting to play players and we bench a lot of guys. Apparently, his dad, his own father, benched him in fantasy football.
Oh, no.
That's a burn, dude. Hey, you know what? If the kid's not getting it done, he's not getting it done.
That cuts deep, though. Your own blood?
There's no family in fantasy football.
Imagine that. Like, hey, Dad, did you see I did good for... crap. I didn't play you. I benched you, son.
It's like you do well on my bench.
Brutal.
That's something like Danny would do to his kid if they were playing football.
Oh, yeah.
If he remembered to.
I would just not show up.
Yes.
I'm in it to win, not for Kodak moments.
So who do we play next week? We play the Wolf.
You guys play the Wolf, yeah.
Taking them down.
Taking them down. Take that, Gabe.
Oh. Yeah, Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe.
Mike, thank you so much for recapping fantasy football with the Daily Mig Show this morning.
Appreciate you guys.
The Daily Mig Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the hook? If so, we're going to give you tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on November 22nd. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are in the holiday spirit, playing for tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on November 22nd. Plus, if you're planning to go to that show, the 3 p.m. show that day, $1 from every ticket purchased will support Operation Warm, one of our favorite charities. So say good morning to our contestant. It's Aaron in Seattle. What's up, Aaron?
Hello.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are paired up with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Right now it's on me, but will it stay on my name? It will not. It's you and Taryn Daly, Erin.
Hello.
Hello, Erin. All right, here is your clip.
I'm not the one who's...
I can totally help you if you need a hint.
Okay, hint.
Okay.
It's a great song at a strip club.
Oh, my God. That was not going to be my hint. But
oh,
there you go.
Sorry. My thoughts just came out.
So the band takes its name from an Alice in Chains song, and the lead singer is Sully Erna.
Oh. I know the song. I'm not the one to do.
Okay, let me give you another hint. The band's name is kind of two parts. The second part is like another word for slap.
Oh, slap. Godsmack?
Yes, and then the song is somebody might make like a creepy doll and shove pins into it.
A voodoo doll.
Just the first part.
Voodoo.
Yeah. We all nailed it.
And I do like this song.
I do love it.
Well, especially with tomorrow being Halloween.
Yes.
Like, you know.
Is this a theme, Danny? Are we going to get another Halloween-y song for my clip?
You might.
Whenever I hear this, I just kind of want to...
I thought it was going to be an easy one, like Thriller.
All right, Danny. Thriller.
I just want to sneak around the house when I hear that song.
Danny,
yeah.
Make him stop. Let's hear the clip.
I'm not going to.
That would be Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl.
Congratulations, Erin. You just won tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah. Awesome.
So great.
Have you ever seen them before?
No, and I've been wanting to go. I just want to give a big shout out to the best plumbing company that I'm headed to work. It's called The Art of Plumbing.
The Art of Plumbing.
Yeah, yeah. Art of Plumbing.
You don't want to make art with you have to plumb, though.
Oh, God.
Right?
Don't ask me to be your marketing director.
Wow.
Thanks, Erin. Congratulations, my friend.
The Daily Mix Show.
If there's been anything discussed this morning that you would like to talk with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we did not have a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so we'd love it if you'd call up to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, Steve, we played a voice message from some guy that back in the day was dealing with a bully on a school bus.
Right.
And we started talking about the fact that school bus drivers must have some of the craziest stories
He said, like, in the middle of it, they get into a fight. One of them's, like, kind of keeping the other guy's back. Then the school bus driver had to stop before they even got to the actual stop to break the fight up. And I was like, I bet school bus drivers could write a book about all the stupid crap that they have to deal with every day.
Well, ask and you shall receive, Steve Miggs, because Sandra from Yelm, a former school bus driver, has some stories to tell. Sandra, tell us about the tuna can incident.
The tuna can. This is shortly after COVID, and the schools were sending home food bags every Friday. And it usually contained some sort of soup, a can of tuna, ramen, which all the kids love to bust open, and I cleaned up ramen off my bus every single Friday. It was horrible. And so these friends, high school students, friends, one was sitting in the seat right behind me, the other one was in the seat behind him, and the kid cracks open, had a pop top, cracks open the can of tuna. Just a little bit, not all the way.
Okay.
Holds it up over the seat towards his friend and says, "Hey, it smells like your girlfriend." the kid that had it happen just pushed his hand back towards him, like, "Dude, get that away from my face." and it sloshed on the kid.
Oh.
The kid that it sloshed on dropped the can and just started wailing on his friend over the seat. And no matter how much I said, dude, knock it off, stop. And I had to hit my emergency stop, throw on my four-way flashers and everything, jump up out of my seat, grab the kid by his hoodie to pull him off of the other kid because he was now wedged in between the seats. And he was just fist pounding the heck out of him.
Sandra, I got to ask, there's so many questions, but my first one is because...
And he's the one who started the whole thing.
Oh.
It was his own fault.
I am impressed by the joke of it smells like your girlfriend, especially because I don't know. How old were these kids?
They're high school students. One was, I believe he was a junior, and the other one was a sophomore. Mm.
I wonder where he learned that.
And it was the junior who was the one who said, it smells like your girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And the kid who just pushed the can away was trying to be chill, was trying to be like, okay, ha-ha, funny, just
right.
Back off. But it sloshed, and that kid lost his ever-loving mind. I yanked him off, and he stood up and looked at me, and I was like, all right, are you good? Are you good? We done? And sit down and get everybody home. I felt so horrible for the kid he was pounding on, but... got everybody home, and the kid ended up getting kicked out of the bus. He was never allowed to ride again.
Wow.
Over that situation.
That is insane.
Did the tuna smell come out of the bus okay?
Yeah. We have our ways. Because trust me, the things that we have to clean up on a school bus are not pleasant.
Would you say that was the craziest experience while driving a school bus?
That was absolutely. I had only been driving. I had just gotten my route permit signed on with the district. I'd only been there a couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
My route. These kids are still new to me, me new to them. And we're kind of trying to work things out because it was a rough bus. That I have seen buses cause drivers or the students on the bus cause drivers to quit within their first week of driving because they're so... out of control.
Yeah, you got to be wondering, like, what the hell is my future hold if this is how it starts? Like, it's only going to keep getting worse.
Right? It was like, even I went in after that day, and I'm like, I don't know if I am in the right line of work.
Sandra, when you're, like, you know, doing the training or whatever it takes to become a bus driver, do they give you, you know, kind of courses or action plans for, like, de-escalating situations? Or do they just throw you to the wolves and you're on your own?
I'm guessing her laugh means no.
Yeah, they didn't then. They do now because of issues that started happening kind of post-COVID. Like, these kids had no idea. Like, their social skills went right out the window during that break, and the situations were getting so bad. And, yeah, now part of your training during the summer is a little bit on de-escalation, but it's not nearly as realistic as it should be.
I guess that makes perfect sense. Amber from Port Orchard, we're checking in with the Rockaholics. Tell us what you were up to last night.
So I went and saw Adam Sandler at Climate Pledge.
I have so many friends that saw it, and everybody had nothing but great things to say. How was it for you?
Oh, it was incredible. I dressed up as the lunch lady from the Saturday Night Live skit with him and Chris Farley. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I heard he had a bunch of friends that showed up on stage as well.
Oh, gosh, yes. It was incredible. But during his tribute song to Chris Farley, I went down to the end of my row and danced in my lunch lady costume. And he said to me, I see you, lunch lady.
Oh, that's like being blessed by the Pope, Amber.
That is amazing. And so I heard that Kevin James might have been there and David Spade and Rob Schneider.
All of them. It was amazing.
I kind of wish we had gone out.
I'm kind of kicking
myself. Definitely the best friend tour.
Yeah, I kind of think he's got all that money. He's probably like, hey, you guys want to just go hit the road with me and just kind of hang out, pop up on stage for a few minutes, and then just kind of like, you know, just bro down after the show's over? Because I heard like the show was done by like 10-ish, so they had plenty. The night was still young for
so
those guys.
Epic.
Although they're old, they're like us. They probably wanted to go to bed.
Yeah, that's past my bedtime.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night during the World Series, Derek Jeter outed himself for being a kind of crappy teammate back in his playing days. We're going to find out what he said at 9:50. Last night, if you were watching the Fox broadcast of the World Series, you may have seen Yankees great Derek Jeter sharing that he used to prank his rookie teammates.
And I love that they reenact this story, too. So this is a great piece.
All right, so it's at old Yankee Stadium, and they used to bring the bomb-sniffing dogs into the clubhouse. And we had a young player by the name of Marcus Timms, who just got called up. We decided I'm going to play a prank on him. So we had someone put a fake little package in his locker. And, you know, the dog comes in and goes over to his locker. And he sits or starts barking. Our police officer came over to him and started asking him questions. He said, can I go through your locker? And he said, sure, go ahead. And then he opened the package. Marcus is in panic mode, saying, that's not mine. And then the officer's saying, well, this is your locker? He says, yeah. He said, well, I need you to step out in the hallway. So poor Marcus looked like he was going to cry until we finally told him we were playing a joke on him. He went from trying to stay in the major leagues to just trying to stay out of prison.
You're a bad guy, man.
What a teammate.
I agree. Yeah, it was bad. I agree. I shouldn't have done it. You think it's funny at the time?
Yeah.
I felt bad after that.
Here's the thing, at that moment, Derek Jeter realized I was a crappy teammate.
Can I just make one observation? What if he actually did have drugs in his locker? That's when that joke goes sideways. Like, oh, dang, dude, sorry.
But the good news, he did not have a bomb.
Right.
Unreal.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's being all stripped down at Angel of the Winds Arena. The music, not the bodies, Steve Miggs.
You don't know that.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday.
Brent Smith naked.
A gift for everyone. Yeah, Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Mammoth, Daughtry. It's an awesome lineup. Totally acoustic on December 12th in Everett at Angel of the Winds Arena.
And it's raw dog Christmas.
Oh, God. Take it from Ryan Castle.
Was that one of the names that got turned down?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, it got shot down.
Get your tickets at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. We have big plans to arrive in costume tomorrow.
Good.
Will you be dressing up for work as well?
Yes, I'll be dressing as Brent Smith at Unwrapped with no clothes on. I will be unwrapped.
Just a strategically placed sock.
No.
Not even that.
That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's what we're dressing up
oh,
as.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm raw dogging Halloween this year.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey,
as the witches would say, skyclad, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. I try to give it a little bit of a buffer. How about last night with the World Series? This has been a fun World Series. I keep going back and forth on which team I like. And I'm starting to realize I like a lot of the Blue Jays because I just got so familiar with them against the Mariners, even though it still makes me mad that the Mariners are no longer in the playoffs. But one of the guys that has just made for a great story is Trey Yesavage, a rookie pitcher, played single-A ball earlier this season, gets brought up into the major leagues, should not be as good as he is, and he has been a dominant force in the World Series. He pitched a great game yesterday, 12 strikeouts, no walks, led the Blue Jays to a 6-1 win, and they now have a 3-2 series lead. He was so damn good that his manager, which is John Schneider, which I also think is kind of funny, because not the Seahawks general manager, but Blue Jays manager, John Schneider, had this to say about his rookie pitcher.
What do you make of what Trey did on the mound today?
He was pretty good.
I mean, that's some high praise.
Pretty good?
He was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Could be better.
But what is it, game 6 in Toronto tomorrow? And Yamamoto's on the mound, so I feel like the Dodgers should get a win.
Oh,
they should.
It's going to be a battle.
This series has gone way different than I think everybody thought it was going to. Yeah,
I think people thought it was going to be 4 games, and the Blue Jays not be celebrating.
For sure.
Yeah.
For the third time in 3 months, Alaska Airlines has suffered a major IT failure. This also affected other companies like Starbucks, Costco, and Kroger. It disrupted exactly Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines websites and apps, so travelers had to check in at airports, which caused long delays at Seattle and other big hubs.
Did you see the video footage of so many people just like, how the hell do I get on my plane?
I had a guy in yesterday that was supposed to be here on Friday last week, but he was in the air flying to Seattle and the guy, over Montana, and a pilot comes on and goes, well, we've got some good news and some bad news.
I know.
The good news is we're ahead of schedule. The bad news is we can't land in Seattle, so we're diverting to Spokane, and you'll probably have to spend the night there.
Oh, Spokane.
Hey, congratulations to Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. The accolades continue to pour in for him. He's just been named both the MLB Players Association Player's Choice Player of the Year and American League's Outstanding Player, become the first Mariner to ever win these awards. These are awards I didn't even know existed. But hey, congratulations, Cal Raleigh, for winning more awards.
And thickest ass in men's sports.
It is a beautiful ass.
He's a beefy boy.
He also recently earned the Sporting News Player of the Year Award. Now, I guess we're just going to keep our fingers crossed and hope. I don't know if it's a tough one with Aaron Judge, but everyone's still hoping for MVP.
When does that happen?
I have no idea.
It's got to be after the World Series, right?
It's sometime soon, but I'd imagine they're going to wait till after the World Series. I mean, the votes are already in.
Yeah.
They picked the MVP before the playoffs even start, but I'd like to know. And it'd be awesome if the winning ways continue for Cal Raleigh. What a crazy season for him.
That's our guy.
Yes.
Seattle Seahawks safety Julian Love suffered a bit of a setback with a hamstring injury and could be placed on injured reserve, according to head coach Mike McDonald. He's played only once since week 2, and if he is moved to IR, he'd miss at least 4 more games.
The fact that they've done so well without him is so awesome, but man, I love that guy, and he's such a force on that team and a great leader. It'd be nice to have him back.
Definitely.
Thursday Night Football tonight, 5 o'clock on Amazon. You can watch the Miami Dolphins host the Baltimore Ravens, or don't. I'm not here to tell you what to do with your life.
I know what Miles and Thrill will be doing.
Yeah, I'd imagine that Thrill is wearing a Baltimore Ravens jersey as we speak.
Probably.
Yeah. As far as weather, in a high of 55 degrees, cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
Sorry.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.